نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد الجود والكرم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلي الغرب مر. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلي وصحابي وبارك وسلم. أما بعد،
الحمد لله، praise be to Allah. Today's dhikr, this gathering, this majlis, this assembly of dhikrullah, it is unique. With Allah's grace, with His blessings, with Allah Ta'ala's reward that He's given to us, this is a great and azim majlis. Dhul-Hijjah, the precious and valuable times we are in, moments we are in, this is the first night of Jummah in Dhul-Hijjah. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. And this great night, azim night, is not the night, just the night of Dhul-Hijjah, rather on top of that, this is also the night of Jummah. So if you understand now that how many virtues and how much greatness there is in this night, tonight. Now the days of Dhul-Hijjah, these in the eyes of Allah are very beloved and very high in sanctity and greatness. There's a hadith in Sunan Abu Dawood. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, he narrates this hadith that the gracious Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated that the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, compared to all of the other days, they are more beloved to Allah and they are great in the eyes of Allah. And in these days, whoever does any amal, any action, then it is very beloved to Allah, dear to Allah, and is so beloved and dear to Allah that in no other day is it more beloved than in these days, the amal, the action. There's also hadith in Tabarani, also Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he also narrates his hadith with regards to these days of Dhul-Hijjah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these days, so much He has instilled barakah and blessings and given greatness to these days. Allah Ta'ala has liked these days, given preference to these days. This is a sunnah ilahi, sunnah of Allah, that in the whole year, Allah Ta'ala has given us the tools and the ways to earn forgiveness. Some nights, some days, Allah has selected and given a unique status. Allah has selected them, put them aside. And within those times, moments, the rewards and the fazail, the virtues, are immense. Allah Ta'ala has instilled. So that people like us, like me, weak individuals, at least when those days come or when those nights come, then he can pull himself together, connect himself to his Lord. Because when the connection is weak with our Lord, it gets weaker and it becomes very weak with our Lord, with our Creator. Then Allah Ta'ala has prepared such resources and ways that during these days and nights, an individual can strengthen his connection with his Lord, with his Creator. So in the such a way, just like Ramadan Sharif, Allah gave us Ramadan 30 days, complete month. And in the week, Allah gives us the day of Jummah. Yes, so the amal, the actions Allah gives for these moments, Allah increases the thawab in those times so that we get encouragement and a drive to implement those actions. So we get the drive to do tawbah, repent. Allah Ta'ala elevates the status of tawbah. Because Allah's objective is what? Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to do ibadah, to just worship Him. No, Allah says that I want you to maintain your connection with Me. strengthen your connection, because we don't know about death. So at least in these days, these opportunities, an individual can regain, re-strengthen his link with Allah, because he can do away with his negligence, his laziness, and he gets closer to Allah. So Allah Ta'ala has given us a tariqah here, a method here, just like Ramadan went, after that Allah Ta'ala has prepared again for us. And these 10 days Allah Ta'ala bestowed to us, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Now for us, this is not a punishment, these days when they come, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Allah hasn't given them to us for difficulty, rather Allah has given them to us for improvement. Allah says, I'm giving you an opportunity to practice. Allah says, in these 10 days, there's a hadith in Tabarani, that Allah Ta'ala, He loves these extremely, they're azim, they are great and beloved and so dear to Allah. And whoever does a good action in these days, then Allah Ta'ala holds that amal very dear. And Allah has given examples of amal. There are many amal we can do, many deeds we can do. To this extent, alhamdulillah, the thawab of good deeds, Allah says that you get the whole year's reward for one amal that you do. Take any action, take any pious deed that you do in these 10 days, the thawab of that good deed will be equivalent to 1 year's of reward. Small, big, small scale, big scale. Even if you shake someone's hand with love, if you look at somebody with a smile, if you assist somebody, help somebody, if you create a good connection with somebody, rather than enmity, you convert it to friendship for the sake of Allah. Small, small actions. Yeah, even for this, the thawab will increase to that level. To that level. So what we should do is the things that we are lazy in these 10 days, the good deeds make so much niyam that Allah, you've given us such days and nights, that through these days, Allah, we are going to do lots of good actions. So let's make this niyyah, intention, that these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, let's put them to one side, everything else. And these 10 days, Allah, especially you've given to us, then Allah, let me work a bit harder and accumulate something. So if we do that in these 10 days, then you will succeed. That's why Allah has given this to us, that the things that we are lacking, our losses, we can fulfill them. So at least what we should do is that don't try to contaminate these, don't try to mix these 10 days with the lifestyle before and after. Change your style in these 10 days. Do two things to do. Two things to do. The biggest thing is that we are lazy in Salah. Salah, make sure you attend Jama'ah in these 10 days. Make niyyah in these 10 days from Fajr until Isha, I'm going to attend Jama'ah Salah. I'll be so happy that alhamdulillah, I gave my servant the gift of these 10 days and he valued that. So Allah is merciful. The moment we present in Allah's court with our dirty deeds, impure deeds, Allah will say, go my servant, I've forgiven you. Allah will say, at least you honored those 10 days I gave to you and you kept hisab. At least you had some fear, at least you had some respect, at least you had some love in your heart, that you accepted your Rabb's words that I'm dirty, impure, and weak. At least these 10 days, let me work a little bit hard. So compensation for those 10 days, Allah says, I've forgiven you. So first action a man should do in these 10 days, we are very weak, we're fragile. Most important thing that we have to present in the court of Allah is our salah. Salah. Salah, try your hardest, utmost. Women folk pray at home, they should pray salah at the best time, the elevated time. I'm not saying pray tahajjud, nawafil, voluntary. I'm just talking about the faraid here, the compulsory salah. Compulsory salah. At least we should complete the faraid salah the way Allah Ta'ala has instructed. Run to the masjid, hasten to the masjid from Fajr till Isha. Try your best, hardest that we are going to pray in the masjid. The 10 days you won't even realize. Look, one day is already gone of Dhul Hijjah. Allahu Akbar. One day is gone, just like Ramadan passed. Think for a moment. Think. Today, this day, how much did we waste today? That on every second, on every moment, Allah gives the reward of 1 year for every deed. If we'd put £1 into a sadaqah, if we'd done that, tell me. £1 if we had put into sadaqah or given to somebody as charity. Yeah? Or at least if you'd recited 5 lines of the Quran Hakim on every letter, how much thawab is put aside, then you'd have got 1 year's reward for that amal. Yes, make a bit of tardeeb. Not that I'm going to complete the whole Quran. Allah is not saying, maybe may Allah allow you to complete 10 Qurans. But at least keep a method. If I can't give 10, 15 pounds, then at least take a pound out of sadaqah. If you can't read the whole Quran, at least read a little bit. Because that £1, you'll get the thawab of the whole year of sadaqah charity. Imagine, is £1 anything? Today you can't even buy a loaf of bread today for £1. Loaf of bread, yeah? Yeah, a person just spends within seconds the 1 year of thawab for that pound. So we've wasted today already, haven't we? The first of the, how many salahs did we leave in Jama'ah? Small excuses. Oh, I've got work, I can't do this, I'll pray at home. No, no salah at home. We need to change our lifestyle during these 10 days. The people who are really value these days, they prepare in advance for these 10 days. This is the first 10 days of the Hajj. Come in, we take holidays from the office, so at least we can pray our salah complete in the masjid. SubhanAllah. Don't think, what's the benefit? Oh, I've wasted my whole life. Forget these 10 days. Never think like these. These 10 days Allah gave, that for example, Allah gave us Ramadan. Allah gave it for this reason, that if you value and appreciate, then the rest of your life I'll forgive you, Allah says. Yes? So all our hisab, our accounts will come into equilibrium. Balance. If we accept Allah's invitation, don't fall into discipline of shaitan. I've done too many sins. If I just do for these 10 days, there's no difference. No, never think that. Say, SubhanAllah, that Allah Ta'ala has prepared to annul all of my sins in these 10 days. 1 day is already gone. Like today, you haven't given any sadaqah. We haven't recited Quran properly. Nor have we done a good deed for somebody. Nor have we prayed salah in jama'ah in the masjid. And look at that. Then the Allah Ta'ala then even says, then these days Allah gives a special ibadah as well in these 10 days. Special ibadah, special worship for us to implement. So it's Allah's karam, His mercy, because He has given us the luggage for our forgiveness. Luggage for our forgiveness. So the person who's the most lazy person, he can prepare the luggage for his forgiveness, for his thereafter. So let's say somebody commits sins. So for example, like we are lazy in salah, we should also make niyyah that we're not going to commit any sins. Because today the biggest source of sin is the telephone. The telephone. This is the biggest source of sin in this day and age. So how much a person, how much do you ever need for, how many phone calls are you going to make? Think about it. How many phone calls are you going to make? How much really do you ever need for the phone? And without any need, we have the phone in our hand. For nothing. We're not even going to phone anybody. Yes, whilst you're walking in even the masjid, you got the phone in your hand and you're talking with the phone. My brothers, now I'm included with you. I'm speaking to myself. I'm not telling you. I'm speaking to myself. I'm first in the queue in this situation. At least what we should think, these 10 days, that let's lock the phone, put it away. That whilst you're phoning, then you think you're phoning, then you put your fingers on other apps, on other icons, and there's singing, there's music, and other screens, and other things pop up. So make an intention these 10 days that if I have a need, I'll phone somebody using the landline phone. And if somebody really needs to contact me, they'll phone me. I have no need to phone anybody. So for that, for a short period of time, put the phone to one side. Put it away. They say, Yar, this is the source of sin and it makes me do wasteful activities. These 10 days, I'm not going to touch the phone. I'm going to do chilla 10 days because I want to meet Allah and I want to gain forgiveness from Allah. So I make my niyyah, I want forgiveness, I've got no other action, I'm a waster, I don't do dhikr, I don't pray tahajjud, I don't do any other actions, no. I'm in a minus, I'm in the negative, I'm sinful, I'm stood on the banks of Jahannam, and these 10 days are going to give me forgiveness. I need to grab these 10 days. So don't fall into deception, I'm pious, I've achieved, and I'm already saved, and I'm... No, these 10 days we are not to waste. These 10 days. We shouldn't lose this opportunity. If we waste these 10 days, we've wasted this day already. Do istighfar, do tawbah, repent. That we haven't done any action today to the standard and the high level of this day. Allah says, these days are very beloved and very extremely dear to me. Allah says, dear to me. Think about these days, how great they are, respectful, honored. The day's gone, the night's gone before this day, the day's gone, the second night started. What have we done today? If at least we say today, Allah, we made a big mistake, we wasted that day, we fell into the trap of shaitan and us again, we left the salah in jama'ah, we left good deeds, we left pieties, we know about ourselves what we've done today. Then think about your sins. That, Yar, with my tongue I committed sins, I backbited, I gossiped against somebody, I was angry with somebody, or I fought with somebody, I quarreled with this person, I did wrong with this person. Maybe it could be that just like a year, Allah gives you good deeds for a year, then maybe Allah Ta'ala says that you can get also punishment for a year if you commit the sin. This could also occur, isn't it? It's possible. It's possible. If Allah has given on one side the reward of 1 year of deeds, if you do one good amal, then Allah says give you a year of good deeds, then this could also occur that you get a year of sins due to sin. So be extremely cautious. 10 days at least be cautious. What difference does it make? Yes? So the source of sin, utilize it less. May Allah forgive. Number two. Control the tongue, control your eyes, don't go to a place, don't speak, don't go into such gatherings or society, lock yourself. Seal yourself. After 10 days, unlock yourself. Just like the phone, you can lock the phone, then lock yourself as well. 10 days, say, I've given these 10 days to Allah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. I've given these 10 days to Allah. Subhanallah. There was an individual at the time of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. He used to listen to music, singing, he used to commit sin, he was in a bad state. As soon as Dhul Hijjah would come, he would start to keep the fast, and he'd stay at home, isolation, solitude, dhikrullah, good deeds. The Prophet ﷺ heard, he said, call this individual, who is this individual that he does these actions? Call him. Allah's Nabi requested him, called him, summoned him. He said, what do you do? Dhul Hijjah starts and you leave the sins, you leave other actions. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm a dirty person, impure person, sinful. I heard that the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are very beloved to Allah. Allah loves them. So I thought, at least I've got nothing else to my name. At least 10 days let me practice. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala, the words that came from the tongue of the Prophet reward for him, they were to hear. What a great, great luggage of forgiveness that he earned, that this reward you got, this reward you got, this reward. So these are great examples in front of us. Anyway, khair, we are even worse than that. But these 10 days for us, extremely cautious and controlled. I mean, inshallah, not forever, 10 days, one has already gone. One day is already gone, we didn't realize. Then there's the day of Eid, the 10th day, there's 8 days left in between. One day is gone. 10th day is Eid day. So 8 days in between. So these 10 days, you have to be unique the way we behave. Totally unique. Our phone should be closed. Our phone should be locked. Our meeting with people should be less. Don't go anywhere for a waste of time. Be cautious, careful, and especially create your schedule. We'll recite this many juz. We'll do this, we'll do this, we'll do this. Tabrani hadith. Yes. Allah's Nabi says, what he said, then listen. Listen. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he narrates this hadith. Two places there's a narration, and I'm presenting this to you. One is Tabrani, one Sunan Abu Dawud. And two different narrations, Hazrat Ibn Abbas, the same Sahabi is narrating this hadith. Sahih hadith. He said that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these days are very beloved to Allah, dear to Allah, great days. Whatever amal you do, the amal, Allah says, is extremely beloved to me, whatever amal you do in these 10 days. Then the next statement is great. Yes, so all amamal, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that deed which in these days is specific and unique for these 10 days. Allah's given a hint that just like these days are great for me and beloved for me, these moments are beloved for me, Allah says, fine, your every good deed, all good deeds come into this, don't they? Into the nafal salah, sadaqah, charity, Quran, all good deeds. But Allah says, nekamal, pious deed, very beloved to me, but then Allah Ta'ala explained the deed that he prefers, that he likes more, the deed that he likes more. Yes, so Allah Ta'ala then explains further in the hadith, that within these deeds, the deed, that what is the action? Tasbih, wa tahleel, wa takbir. Subhanallah. That in these days, the most beloved action for me, Allah says, all the actions you do are beloved, but most of all for me, the most beloved for me is dhikr kathir, Allah says, dhikr kathir. Abundance of dhikr. Path has opened up. Path has opened up. That all of the days, Allah says, the most beloved days are these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and from all the amal, from all the actions, most beloved action for me, Allah says, that I like you to do, what is that? Dhikr, and that should be dhikr kathir fakthur. Allah says, kathir, you should do my dhikr, high quantity. My name, you should recite it. Do my tasbih, say subhanallah, say Allahu Akbar, say la ilaha illallah. Do my dhikr. My dhikr should be done in these days. That's it, Allah says. That's it. So much love Allah has for his dhikr. These two hadith I've shared with you. Not that we do dhikr, and I'm saying it for the sake of it. Shukr Allah, we're grateful to Allah, we do dhikr. This is a proof that our amal, alhamdulillah, totally 100% is in accordance to the sunnah and is in accordance to the Quran and is in accordance to Allah's preference and liking. So think of the reward yourself. What would be the reward for this? Look at the fazail, the virtues, the rewards. And all of this is due to the barakah of our pious predecessors. And you went to Wali Allah, you spoke to him, you made niyyah, you said salam, wa alaykum salam. And to this extent, he has given us dhikr and teaching. Where's Gadai Sharif, my sheikh's town? Where's Bolton? From where to where he has taken us. So what we realize is that by sitting with the Walis of Allah, you verily attain the connection with Allah. You verily, when you sit with the Wali Allah, you attain Allah's company. Allah said, this is the most beloved action for me, is my dhikr. That what you learn from the company of a Wali Allah, that's the most beloved action for me, Allah says. Why? Because my Wali, my friend, is beloved to me because he has done the beloved action. So Allah says himself, that in these days of Dhul Hijjah, which are the great days, Dhul Hijjah, the 10 days, in this one ibadah, Allah Ta'ala has put specific in the time of Hajj. So Allah says that, look, the case is this, that Hajj, whatever it is, but me, I like this, Allah says, is that you sit and just keep doing my dhikr during these 10 days. So what a great statement. What a great point. Allah has told us, Amal himself, if you don't have nothing else to name, but do kathir dhikr in these 10 days. Allah's for the hundreds of thousands of times over, millions of times over, we have majlis in the morning and the evening. If you don't attend, then whose fault is this on the day of judgment? Who will you blame? These 10 days Allah will ask you, I gave you these 10 days for what? فَأَكْثَرُوا فِيهِمْ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. Allah says, the most beloved action and the most of what you should do in these 10 days is my dhikr, my remembrance. Allah has given an example. In these days Allah has given us an ibadah, and it's a fard ibadah. What is that ibadah? Just like fasting, this zakah, this salah, what is that fard action? Hajj. Hajj is fard on every individual. Who can complete the Sharia conditions, then Hajj is fard on. If you have money, the Hajj days have started, you have health, you have the money, and you can go, you can spend it, then it's stated, lazim, he should go on Hajj. Otherwise, what a big warning. He may die as a Jew or as a Christian, I have no link with him. So, we cannot say that, this is a excuse, if I do this, then I'll do Hajj, if I complete this action in my life, then I'll do Hajj. A big warning. That you may die as the Yahud on the Nasara, then I have no guarantee for that person. So that you will not even know, will you have iman or not, that you rejected such an action or implemented action, Allah said, I cannot give guarantee for your iman. I cannot give guarantee. I don't know if you'll die as a Yahud or Nasara if you've left this amal. This is fard, the Hajj. And whoever has the money, and he fulfills the Sharia conditions, and he can go and come back, and he can complete the Hajj physically, that immediately at that time you should go. We go on Umrah, 3-4 times we've done Umrah, but we haven't gone on Hajj. Excuses. No, it's too hard for me. This is fard, compulsory, order of Allah Ta'ala. Soon as the days of Hajj begin, then what's the excuse? You have so much money that you can go and you can come back. Then nothing should stop you at that time in the dunya for this amal of Hajj. It's Hajj. Very great action. And so beloved an amal for Allah, is stated the pious elders, our pious preachers have said, that this is the amal of the ashiks, the lovers of Allah. There's ishq in the whole journey of Hajj. They are the people who are in love with Allah. There's no akal that you sometimes, you're taking your clothes off, you're running, you're sitting, you're doing this ritual, you're sacrificing the sheep or the animal, you're running this way, you're that way, you're throwing stones, shaitan. This is ishq. This is love for Allah. Yes, the Allah says, we say that Rasulullah beloved of Allah did this, the Sahaba did this, Allah's Prophet did this, he ran this way, and the Hajis did this. So you're imitating the pious people. Yes, and this is a great example that's being given. This is a training for us. Training for us. The mu'min, the believer, is he who is the ashik, blind love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, don't use your brain and intellect and wisdom, just emulate the shaitan. Why did he fail? He was an alim, scholar, he had knowledge, he had everything. But he wasn't the ashik, he wasn't the lover of Allah. The pious elders have written. So Allah says, I like the mu'min who loves me. Who is the ashik? He doesn't ask questions. Why am I running? Why am I sitting? Why am I standing? Why do I have to go to Mina? Why Muzdalifah? Why am I sitting here? Why am I throwing stones? Where is shaitan? I can't see him. Whoever starts thinking and questioning, the work of the ashik is not to question. The work of the ashik is not to question. He doesn't think. What does he say? That my Mabub sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered, do it, end of story. End of story. That's it. There's a poem, beautiful poem, that I'll share with you. That we don't utilize the akal to understand the message. That when the hukum came of Allah, then the ashik, subhanallah, he, without any question, didn't think, oh, there's a fire here, I'll burn. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. He didn't think it's too hot, I'll burn, etc. Allah's given me hukum, and I don't implement it. And his son did the same. He said, the implement, the action of Allah, the order of Allah. He said, my son, I've seen the dream, I have to sacrifice you. And his son said, why are you hesitating? My father, I'm present. Please sharpen the knife quickly. Please sharpen the knife. This is the ishq, the love. So the days of Hajj is fard on us. And the point has come to my mind, I'm sharing with you. This is to make us the ashiks, the lovers, that learn to become an ashik of Allah, the beloved of Allah. Don't think, why has this happened? Why has that happened? Why does this mean this? Why does this mean? What does that mean? Why do we have to do this? Why do we have to do that? Why is this halal? Why is this haram? Why is this mean make jaiz? That when Allah Ta'ala has trained us, that let me explain to you, such an ibadah that's fard on you, compulsory on you, that tell me where will your brain work there and your intellect work there. That one place, a person, he has to say, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, Allah I'm here, labbaik la sharika labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. He starts to scream out and cry out, that Allah, you've called us, we are here. We don't know where to take our clothes off, where to take our shoes off, where to not put the perfume on, what not to do. Everything that you is jais, you made haram, take the clothes off. Allah says, take the libas off. Can you think? No, I'm a king, I can't take my libas off. King Allah says, no, everything's finished now. Wear the two sheets of cloth. This is ishq. Listen to Allah's order. Listen to Allah's order. Don't listen to what you feel like doing. Arrive to the maqam. Even if you don't understand the message now, if the akal doesn't understand, what's this? That why did the Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't say, why do I have to go into the fire? It's hot. But the ashik, the lover, he just does what he's ordered to do. So hajj, the order of Allah. Alhamdulillah, it is the action, the deed for the ashikeen, for the lovers of Allah. And when does a person become ashik? That when you sit next to a lover of Allah, then you yourself will become a lover. Because he will make you do the actions of the person who loves Allah. Why is my hazrat doing this? Why is my hazrat doing that? Don't think. The hazrat doing this definitely must be according to the sunnah. Definitely. Be according to the sunnah. No need to question. So much ishkuja for your shaykh. Whatever he does, whatever amal he's got, that we know that this is the dalil, it's according to the sunnah. He cannot be the shaykh, he cannot be a wali Allah, he cannot be a friend of Allah who does not implement the sunnah, who doesn't live his life according to the sunnah. So I don't need to question my shaykh. When I went to Hazrat Sahab, my shaykh and Hazrat sat down, he used to pray two nafl after Isha. During the Isha Salah, we didn't know this, we used to stand and pray. We heard that there's more thawab for standing and praying and less if you sit and pray. So I started to stand and pray. All the faqir started to look at me, what sort of ashik is this? What sort of lover is this? Subhanallah. Then I realized that this is true. That my dalil was this. The Hazrat Sahib is sitting and down and praying. Then this is 100% according to the sunnah. When I started to do that, then people said, Hazrat, what are you doing? You sit down and pray. Some ulama scholars questioned me, why do you sit down and pray salah after Isha? I said, Alhamdulillah, Allah, that I could research and analyze. And Mufti Sahib came himself and he resolved the situation. He said, in Tirmidhi, this hadith, that the Prophet ﷺ used to sit down and pray salah after Isha Jama'ah. And he gave the dalil. So as I said, the have itikad and believe in your shaykh, whatever action he does, even if you don't understand, you should have 100% yakin, certainty, that it's in accordance to the sunnah. Because you are on the journey to become a lover of Allah, and the lover doesn't ask his mahbub. He doesn't say, he said, you have to come here this time. No, I'll come today. Or is it raining? If I don't come when it's raining, or don't come when it's too dark. No, the mahbub said, you have to arrive at this time, you have to arrive at this time. That's it. No excuses. When you say, choon cha, excuses, alif lam mim, dhalikal kitabul araiba fi. If you want to learn ishq from this kitab, Allah says, don't doubt on any word of this kitab. That I don't understand this masala, how can this be? Allah says, that eliminate your doubts. Whatever I tell you, Allah says, whatever I explain to you, have 100% yakin in that. That's it. Then only then will you understand this kitab and it will make you the ashik. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So the ashik, learn how to be the lover of the teacher. Don't just use your wisdom and intellect and proofs and dalils. The meaning of ashik doesn't mean leave sharia and sunnah. No. According to the sharia, everything will be done. According to the sunnah, everything will be done. But don't make a fuss and excuses. When you accept someone as a teacher, then run after him, stick to him, then don't make a fuss. Don't make excuses. 100% he's got dalil. Our shaykh is our dalil. He's our proof. That's it. What's the dalil? My shaykh is my dalil. My teacher is my dalil. End of story. Why do you do this? Because my shaykh is the deen. I learned the deen from him. He does this, I do the same way. Totally nothing to be scared about, nothing to shake about, nothing to doubt. So ishq, this factor, Allah has given us this amal of hajj, which is the action of love. And on the other hand, Allah says, such great days, such azim days, Allah says, all your actions are beloved to me. But from all the actions, Allah says, I told the most beloved and dear action, what is that? That do dhikr kathir during these great days. Dhikr kathir. And in parallel with that, Allah has given us ibadah. Ibadah. That ibadah, Allah Ta'ala has not given us any other action. Hajj, the whole ibadah of hajj is dhikrullah itself. The whole ibadah of hajj is dhikrullah. Read the Quran. Allah gives instruction. In Arafah, you go, do my dhikr. Muzdalifah, you spend the night, do my dhikr. Rather, do so much dhikr, that just like Just like you used to remember your relatives and your parents and your forefathers before that, remember me more than that, Allah says in Muzdalifah, in the night time, in the intense night. When you stay at Mina, do my dhikr, Allah says. When you do Sa'i, Safa, Marwa, do my dhikr. Tawaf is a place of dhikr, alhamdulillah. The whole journey of Hajj, Allah calls out one statement. Wherever you go, no other ibadah except what? Dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah, wala dhikrullah. This is dhikr of Allah, my brothers. Such a great day, such great people. They are, the whole life they are occupied and busy in dhikrullah. What a big deception, shaitan deceives man that he makes him lazy and run away from dhikrullah. Tell me. So this is the whole journey of Hajj, Allah sealed within the action of Hajj. Allah says in these days the greatest action is what? The dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Ayam al-Tashree, Allah Ta'ala has selected, subhanallah. Ayam al-Tashree. What are those days? Dhikr. Is dhikr, that is also dhikr, isn't it? What is that dhikr? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. What is this? Ayam al-Tashree. From the 9th of Dhul Hijjah until the 13th of Dhul Hijjah. Wajib, compulsory. And Allah Ta'ala says that here in these 10 days, what's the special thing in these 10 days? The great thing in these 10 days is khafi zikr, silent zikr, the greatest zikr, silent zikr. It is jais, permissible to do loud zikr for cure. The mashayikh, they prescribe it. They know this man, he should do jahir zikr, he should do loud zikr. Where should he do silent zikr? Because they are the doctors, the physicians. They know where he should do, at what time, how much zikr he should do, silent, loud, etc. So that's their style and their way, how they teach and they cure and give a medicine to the students. But the afzal zikr, the greatest zikr, is khafi zikr, silent zikr. Jahir zikr, loud zikr is jahish. But hey, what does Allah say in these 10 days? Allah says, afzal zikr, the greater zikr, is the loud zikr. The louder you hear me, the louder you do my zikr, Allah says, the more I like it. Allah says, that's my glory in these 10 days. After salah, immediately, Allah says, scream out. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. When we start on the Ayyam al-Tashree, on the 9th till the 13th, loudly Allah says, say it. Yes, that for example, in Shafi Madhab is three times. Three times. Yes, because the Kibra'i, the greatness of Allah, is the azmat that you are, the whole fiza, the whole of the universe should be vibrating with my dhikr. Allah says, loudly you should be doing my dhikr. To this extent that the moon of Dhul-Hijjah, when it was visible, the Sahaba Ikram, the companions used to start the takbir, reciting takbir. As soon as they saw the moon of Dhul Hijjah, they start reciting the takbir in the street, in the bazaar, in the marketplace. Always they were doing dhikrullah from their tongues. Always loudly in the bazaar, in the marketplace. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu, especially, he used to implement the sunnah. When people used to see him, they used to learn the sunnahs. This was his habit as well. Imam Abu Hanifa from there said as well that this action to do, this is correct, is ula. That do takbir, don't restrict it just to Ayyam al-Tashree, 9 to 13. Rather, you can also do it during Dhul Hijjah, before and after, always in Salah. That practical tariqah that we'll recite that after Salah, the Jum'ah, when the time from the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, by normal situation, normal circumstances, standing, sitting, walking, masla is this, that stay occupied in the dhikr of Allah at all times. So these 10 days Allah has given to us, they are to remind us these days that my dhikr is so beloved to me, that has become a complete ibadah for this. Allah says, I've selected days for this, and I've made this deed, I'm making all my servants used to doing my dhikr. Used to, accustomed to, my brothers, how great an action that when we become attached to the dhikr of Allah. Allah time and time again says in the Quran, wadhkurullah, wadhkurullah, do my dhikr. Subahu bukratun wasila, do it in the morning and in the evening. Morning and in the evening, then we should definitely be regular with Allah's fadl and karam. We have such majalis, such gatherings that we have attained, that we so ease, the morning and evening we do dhikr. Then why are we lazy in religion? What a massive loss. What a massive loss that we're earning. Okay, leave that for aside for a second, that we can't do it all the time. At least these 10 days, then make this action great in your life. At least demonstrate that you make this action great in your life. We have no excuse that where should we go to do dhikr? Hey, in front of you, this masjid is open, alhamdulillah. This masjid. Yes, now I'm in front of you, and here we have no excuse now. Allah says, then these 10 days, the most beloved, dearest action to me. All your actions are beloved and dear to me. But Allah says, the most dear to me is that you do my dhikr, you do my dhikr. Remember me. And the most beloved is that you sit in a gathering and you do my dhikr in a halaqa. When you do dhikr in a gathering on Dhul-Hijjah, Allah says, I also do your dhikr in a greater gathering. Imagine in Dhul-Hijjah's days, the night of Jummah, you are sat in a gathering. How much thawab is there? Because we're doing dhikr in Dhul-Hijjah. It's not some normal dhikr now. It's not this dhikr of Dhul-Hijjah. Was it now number one? Number one, 1 year equivalent of dhikr thawab. We will get 1 year equivalents. And the kalamat will recite for each one separate 1 year's reward for each kalamat. And after that night of the ibadah of Dhul-Hijjah, then you get the thawab of Laylatul Qadr. So the night has started, alhamdulillah. Laylatul Qadr thawab you also get on this night of Jummah due to doing dhikr. So my brothers, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, ability these 10 days and hold them in, spend them carefully, cautiously and separately and uniquely. Control yourself, control your sins, and especially attach yourself to the masjid, 5 times salah in the masjid and jama'ah, morning and evening dhikr majlis, sit in the majlis. This should be our regular habit in these 10 days, that these 10 days Allah has given us hukum for dhikr. We have to do this. We have to do this, the most beloved of actions. And if these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah we want to earn, close your eyes and come pray Salatul Fajr and sit with us and do dhikrullah, do dhikr in the gathering. And then look at the kamal, the greatness. Soon as you sit up and you're free after the Salatul Fajr and you do dhikr and you leave the Sahih Bukhari Hadith, you'll get the reward of one Hajj and one Umrah. And here's another point I'd like to share with you. It's coming to my mind, I'd like to share with you. Maybe you'll accept that the morning when you pray Salah, after that you sit and do dhikr after Salatul Fajr, no other deed has Allah given reward for next like this. After dhikr, Allah gives reward of one Hajj and one Umrah. For the dhikr you do after Fajr. Allah said this for other deeds. 3 times Rasulullah SAW is repeated. One Hajj, one Umrah. One Hajj, one Umrah. One Hajj, one Umrah. Get up, oh lazy people. Why are you wasting your lives? Come to the masjid. Dhikr of Allah is taking place. Why do you shun this? Imagine how much we're losing. Imagine the Holy Prophet, the most honest, the most sincere, saying one Hajj, one Umrah. One Hajj, one Umrah. One Hajj, one Umrah. How? That 25 minutes sit down, do Allah's dhikr. Soon as the sun rises, pray 2 rakah salah. Allah's Nabi Sallam is guaranteeing to you a satay and you'll get the reward of one Hajj and one Umrah. Imagine. And in Dhul-Hijjah, if we do this, then tell me what is the thawab for that. How much we are wasting our lives. What do we have to our names? Recommended actions. Now here another point that I'm sharing with you here. This amal that you prayed Fajr, after that you did dhikr. Allah's given thawab. He could have given another thawab. Why did he give Hajj and Umrah? Think about it. So many other thawabs Allah could have given. This much thawab. But especially select dhikr and Hajj has an attachment together. Dhikr is attached to Hajj. They are both linked. Because the Hajj, the whole of the journey of Hajj is dhikrullah. So Allah all year long gives you from dhikrullah the reward of Hajj and Umrah. Do you understand this point? Maybe you've understood the point I've made. The how great ibadah is Hajj. But if you want to get the complete Hajj and the whole of the journey of Hajj is attached to dhikr. So all year long Allah says, when you do my dhikr all year long every day in the morning, then I will give you the thawab of the Hajj. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So will you do dhikr ongoing? Or am I just wasting my time and making effort to say no, inshallah. Get rid of negligence and laziness and consider the grave is close to you. Fill up your grave. Don't do the deeds that you feel like doing. Do the deeds Allah and His Rasul like. Then these Dhul-Hijjah, I'll do this, I'll do that. Forget all of that. Do those actions. First and foremost, look at those actions. The Allah and His Nabi Sism, what did He hold dear for this time? At this time, in these days, what is beloved to Allah? Select those actions and do that. Don't follow what you want to your nafs. Oh, I'll do this, do that, tasbih, I'll do this, amal, this, nafal. No, no, no. Every second, every moment, think that this moment, this time, in this Allah Ta'ala, what has He ordered us to do? What action is beloved to Allah? What action is dear to Allah? So in these 10 days, Allah says, what's most beloved to me? Say loudly, dhikrullah. End of story. Discussion ended. We have no need to do anything else. Salah is fard in jama'ah, the way Allah Ta'ala has ordered us and the way He's told us to do dhikr, do dhikr. And if in these 10 days you have learned dhikr from a shaykh, say subhanallah, then there can be no one more fortunate than that person. Such a great thing, dhikr, that is attached to dhikr. If we do dhikr all year long, you'll keep on getting the reward of hajj. Then I will learn dhikr, so my heart is alive. Every moment I'll keep on getting the reward of hajj. Subhanallah. So whoever today has learned the dhikr of Allah from a shaykh, please shaykh, teach me. I want to make my heart alive. Then alhamdulillah, how much reward will he get? The whole year, he will keep on getting the thawab of doing dhikr for the rest of his life, of doing dhikr. And you know the thawab of dhikrullah. So my job is to tell you, may Allah Ta'ala allow us to cut the chains of shaitan, cut the chains of nafs, and may Allah Ta'ala bestow us the preparation for the hereafter. Recite Durood Sharif because time is short.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نفتني حسنة الله صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمته يا رحمة سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.